you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Well, good evening to you and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is the 21st of November 2024 and every single Wednesday we bring you entrepreneurs across the African continent, which is really a growing and exciting segment of this show. And today is no different at all because I've got my guest who will be joining us today and telling us a little bit about his business. It is Elder Patrick there, and he'll be telling us about his business called Imperial Modern Finishing LTD, all the way from Malawi, and is joining us this evening. Welcome, sir, and good evening to you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good evening. Good evening, all listeners.
How's the year been so far?
The year has been tough, coming from COVID issues.
Yes.
The business has been slow.
Yeah.
But all in all, we thank God for keeping us
the way we are.
And for keeping us with the business.
Yes.
And with everything that we have, we thank the Lord for.
Indeed. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. And how's Malawi this time of the year?
Well, we're okay.
Yeah.
We've got some financial hiccups.
Yeah.
Especially because of the scarcity of the folics.
Yeah.
So many businesses are struggling, and
sure,
even to get the needed commodities like fuel and other things, it's a challenge. But through it all, God is. It's good.
God is good through it all. Hey, fantastic. Sure. What an insightful thing. I mean, I think when we hear and listen to and watch the news about Malawi and all those sort of stuff, I mean, these are things that really do come out, as you've also just mentioned, shortages as which is quite a very sad thing. But I believe the government is already on some way to solve those.
Yes, they are doing something to resolve our problems, and we believe we'll have permanent solution very soon.
Yes, yes. Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, sir, for joining us this evening. Really appreciate your time. We're talking about your business, which is Imperial Modern Finishing. Let me start here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself then? Where do you come from? Where were you born? And how did this business actually come about?
Well, my name is Patrick Kambanza. I come from, in Malawi, we call a district which is in the south border.
Yes.
It's called Nsanje. That's where I come from.
Yeah.
But I was born in Blantyre and raised in Blantyre.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm staying and doing my businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, professionally, I am a quantity surveyor, a professional quantity surveyor.
Okay.
I also do lecturing at the University of Malawi University of Business and Applied Science.
Yeah.
But I also learn the business Imperial Modern Finishes.
Yes. Okay. Lovely, lovely, lovely. And what led you to this side of a business? In other words, I know quantity surveying, you know, there's quite a lot of, I suppose,
streams, construction. Yeah.
Yes, that one could go into. Mm. Why particularly this one?
Well, I think to begin with, I started with the construction business.
Yes.
There is construction business behind all this, which is called Blythe Constructions Limited, which started sometime in 2005.
Okay.
As a quantity surveyor, the work that you do is mostly construction.
Yes.
Because you work hand in hand with civil engineers, architects, and all the players in the construction industry.
Yeah.
So that's where I got the opportunity to get into the construction business.
Mm.
But about 5 or 7 years into the business, we got an opportunity to do some furniture.
Yeah.
At a new university which was just being opened.
Yeah.
We which is called MAST here in Malawi.
Yeah.
That time we had no experience of doing the furniture work,
yes,
like doing the beds in a room,
yes,
the lockers, the way the university student room will look like. And then another portion of the same work was to do the laboratories. And in the laboratory, there were also print of furniture too. So looking at the job, it has come. I needed to find equipment to use so that I do the job in quick time. So I went to South Africa.
Yeah.
I bought the equipment from GFB.
Yeah.
I was helped by FDH Bank.
Yeah.
Fortunately, FDH Bank is also a bank which is owned by an Adventist. They helped me a lot to give me a loan to get the equipment. So yeah, we bought the equipment. We came to Malawi. We did the furniture. We finished. It was a world class. It was one of the most good projects that we have done.
Sure.
We have finished the projects. What do we do with the equipment?
Yeah.
Then we said, I think we should now diversify and get into the furniture business. And that's how we get into Imperial Modern Furnitures.
Oh, look at that.
And we are doing well on the market.
I'm sure you are.
Different products that we're making now,
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are. I mean, that sounds like a very nice, natural progression into the business. So in other words, you saw there was a need, clearly, there was equipment, so why not get into it, right? So naturally, it was a perfect fit for you to get into this business. Now, describe for us then the range of furniture products that you have.
There are several furniture products that we do, especially for a home or an office. We do the doors.
Okay.
We do the kitchens. The kitchen, these are the wardrobes. In the bedroom wardrobes, the kitchen units. We can do anything with timber.
Okay.
We can do anything with timber. We can make the door frames. We can make the architrave.
Yes.
We've got the machinery that we can turn timber into anything. All right. And we can also do the beds. We can also do the home furniture, like the dining sets, etc. A lot of things that we can do with timber. But right now, the biggest cash cow has been making doors. That's where we have a lot of customers making flush doors, different types of flush doors, making FOB doors, the hardwood doors. That's where there is more business here in Malawi.
Yes. Okay. That's
So
that's
we're doing a lot, but now we have developed a niche.
Yeah.
In the doors. So
in
what
doors.
We have done is we have made the relationships with a number of contractors, building contractors. They are building. So we come there. We make a deal that we supply the doors, and because the doors goes along with the lock, which we call it Alan Mongare. We are also into that space as well, where we can say, okay, this type of door, you need
Look
this type
that.
Of lock for it to fit. So we are also supplying that.
Look at that. That's what I'm saying. I think this business was just a natural progression for you, right? God was
it
just
was,
leading you,
know,
you through and through until you got here, right? You said you started 5 years ago.
Imperial started that should be 2016. That's when we started Imperial Modern Furnitures. But the Blythe Constructions started in 2005.
2005.
So it was about 2005.
Yeah.
That's when we started Blythe Constructions.
Okay. All
but right. Imperial started in
2016.
2016.
Yes. And talk to us then about the years leading to COVID then, and COVID itself. How did you deal with it? You mentioned it when you started that you still, you know, kind of wearing yourself off what happened during COVID. But I'm sure the years to COVID were somewhat good.
Well, the years to COVID were something else.
Yeah.
In whatever the way you call it. Because, you know, people were traumatized.
Yeah.
And there was completely no business
Sure.
during the years of COVID. You could not see orders coming in.
Yo.
Well, what you are doing is just finishing up the orders that you already have. Even in finishing up the orders that you already have, we had challenges because you see, there were regulations that people should not stay in the office for long. People should work from home. Now, this is a workshop thing. How can people work from
Yes,
home? You
yes.
know, so it was challenging. And
Yeah.
our revenue during the period of COVID dropped
Sure.
significantly.
Sure.
Yeah, and there were so many bills that we did not service during the COVID period.
Yeah.
And then after COVID, it was now servicing those loans.
Yeah.
And then also the prices of most commodities
Had
had,
gone up. Yeah.
gone up.
Yeah.
Now you have to tell your customers that the prices are no longer the same. They have almost doubled, and you have debts to pay. So it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But we thank God that we have come out of it, but we are facing other new challenges now,
Yes, I'm sure
which
they
is the
are.
economy.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
We will get into those new challenges that you are now facing, right? Because my question then is, I mean, you've survived COVID, you've went through it
Yes.
and into now 4 years later after COVID, and we're about to end the 4th year after COVID and all that. What kept you going during COVID?
Well, sometimes you don't know. You don't know why have I
Yeah.
not fired people.
Yes.
Because Imperial employs around 35 people.
That's a lot.
Blythe Constructions employs around 70 to 80 people.
That's a
Now,
lot.
you wonder why, how have I survived?
Yes.
It can only be the grace of God.
Shoo, look at
It can
that.
only be the grace of God. But well, we managed to survive. As I said, we had some orders that we're still doing, and those were quite huge orders. So we thank God that with those orders we managed to deliver even during the COVID, and we managed to get our payments and the. Some construction works were still taking place because they had deadlines, only that you would limit the people to be around the site. You would also take precautionary measures like putting on the mask all the time, making sure people are washing their hands, but making sure that the work still continue and then you deliver. So we survived. We survived through that.
Through
But
that,
as
eh?
I said, we thank God. But also our culture was not so much frightened with COVID as the Western culture was. So because of that, the workers were still able to come and they were still able to work. But it wasn't a good environment.
It wasn't. I'm sure it was very, very difficult. Not a good
It
one
was
at all.
very, very difficult,
I
yeah.
mean, I keep hearing you ascribing quite a lot of your success in this business to God. And it almost sounds, if you go to your mainstream secular business people, these two things don't mix. I would like for you to touch on that because that's quite coming up very uniquely. And we've spoken to entrepreneurs on this show for quite some time. But I'm finding that the flavor and the most important thing that always comes out is business and God coming together. Some people would have thought, what does God have to do with business?
And you would wonder that people that don't worship God, that don't go to church, they are doing well in business. Yeah, they're doing well. You wonder what's happening. But you see, God's love is unspeakable love, and for me, I cherish for what God has given to me. And I praise him for that. And I make sure that in the environment that I'm working, I spend time, I spend my resources to do God's work. And through that, I've seen that God also does his wonders on my business. And that has been my secret of success up to now, because I don't have debts at the moment. I don't have debts. I'm operating the business nicely. So this is something that I thank God for the achievement that I am in now.
Lovely. Okay.
But also, you see, when you see our friends, the Indians, most of them are Muslims.
Yes.
The way they mix God with their business is amazing.
And it's very
transparent. If you go to their shop on a Friday at 10 minutes to 12, even if you come with huge sums of money, you want to buy something, they will tell you, want to close, want to go to mosque, want to pray, we are coming back.
Yeah.
They even set aside a place of prayer within their shop.
Yes.
Yeah. They will tell you, Patrick, can you sit there, want to pray first, then we'll attend to you later. So mixing God and business, I see it works better for the business, and it also works better for you.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you are running business, you also thank God for the good health. Yeah, God gives you the good health here. You don't have BPs. You don't have everything. You're just running the business. Yes. I mean, 1,000 reasons to thank God.
Yeah, 1,000 reasons to thank God. So what would you say then sets your business apart from other furniture businesses as well that might be doing something similar and not necessarily the same?
There are other businesses that I'm doing. I've talked about Blythe Constructions, and recently we have just opened an executive lodge.
Okay.
We want to get into the tourism space because in Malawi we find that space much more profitable.
Okay.
So what we have done now we have constructed and opened a lodge in the southern part of Malawi, in Sanje. It has 15 rooms, and there is 3 conferences. It's doing well. It's really doing amazing, and there is room for expansion, and we are doing expansion for that.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's another business, and that's also a very interesting business that we are also venturing into. Right now, these 3 businesses are what we are learning. Blythe Constructions, Imperial Modern Finishes, and we call it the Red Valley Executive Lodge.
Lodge. Oh, lovely, lovely. And talking about that Imperial, was there a need for capital when you started the business? And if there was a need, I'm sure the machinery, everything that you need to buy and add on to the ones that you already had got, fetches a certain amount of money. How did you raise capital?
Yeah, capital has been a challenge, right? You see, when you are doing business, when you have an idea to do something, nobody will trust your idea and give you the capital.
Yes.
All what you have to do is start with the little resources that you have.
Yeah.
And when people see that you are progressing and they see your vision coming out, they start believing in you and they give you the capital. As I said, the good thing is we started with a business. We started with a contract to construct, to do the beds and to do the laboratory. So that was a very good starting point that gave us a capital.
Yeah.
So we made sure that all the profits that we made from that business, it goes into investing in a Imperial Modern Finishes.
Yes.
So that was a very good startup for Imperial Modern Finishes. We thank God for that. Yeah,
that's lovely.
That was a very good.
Yeah, no, it definitely.
For progression, to make sure we have adequate stock, to make sure we have adequate materials to make up stock, etc. We had to borrow from the bank, FTH Bank. They helped us a lot. They gave us a loan. They believed in us. They gave us a loan, which we paid. And right now, the business is running on its own.
Lovely. Okay. Do you remember your first customer when you opened the doors for Imperial without necessarily, naming them? But what was that experience like?
The meeting the first customer was
Yes.
the best experience,
Yeah, I'm
because
sure.
we made sure that the product that we made is of the highest quality. And that time, the product that we made, the doors, the customer who came first was so excited, and
Sure.
he gave us he came to purchase one door,
Okay.
then he bought the door.
Okay.
Then he came back with some friends.
Okay.
We had an order of about 26 doors.
Okay.
And then people keep on coming, keep on coming, keep
Yes.
on coming. And from nowhere, right now we have at least over 500 doors
Yo.
order on a
Yo.
monthly basis. So,
Yo.
yeah, that's quite huge. Yeah,
Sure.
that's
And
quite huge.
how
Yeah.
have you then grown from there to get more people? It sounds like word of mouth is working for you. Yeah.
Not really, but you see, it's about the product which we made,
Okay.
because we also look at the other competitors that are making doors in the market, and then we look at their doors. We said, okay, how can we improve from here so that
Yes.
our quality is better than them?
Ah,
All
okay.
right, and also in terms of the pricing, we make sure
Yes.
that the pricing is reasonable,
Yes.
at least something that is affordable, but at the high quality. So
Yes.
it wasn't easy to get up to where we are now, but because of delivering things in products with the high quality, as well as meeting the deadlines as well, was crucial. Yeah, so I think with that we've been able to sustain the market and also see our growth as a
Lovely.
business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Challenges now. What are some of the challenges you've faced so far since 2016 coming into the 2024?
Yeah, the challenges are there, are quite huge. Number one is the economy.
Okay.
We are operating in an economy where to make, especially the flush doors we import, all right, to make like the kitchen units, the wardrobes, etc. Most of the products we do import from South
Okay.
Africa.
Okay.
So the biggest challenge has been the scarcity of forex
Yes.
and the unstable exchange rate.
Yes.
That has been the
Sure.
huge challenge. You
Sure.
see, you apply to the bank to pay for you a bill in South Africa for
Yes.
your products,
Yes.
but I tell you, it takes more than 6 months before
Sure.
they find the forex to pay for you. That has been the
Yo.
biggest challenge. Yeah,
Yo.
and because it the exchange rate itself is unstable, it keep on changing, which means your prices also keep on changing. That has been the huge challenge.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
also, our business supports mostly the private
The
sector.
private sector,
And
yeah.
the private sector, they are more responsive
Yeah.
to issues of the economy, to the
Yeah.
factors of the economy.
They
Any
understand.
economic factors, when they change, they are more responsive to that.
Yeah.
So in recent times, we have seen those factors, changing on the market, and because of that, the demand from the private sector has really, really gone down. Yeah,
Yeah.
has really, really gone down. So those are the
The
challenges. But also,
challenges.
we also had the short power supply, the load sheddings. Yeah, so those ones, they affected us quite a lot, because all our machinery are powered by electricity, and when you have load shedding, it becomes a very big problem. Sometimes we had 6 hours load shedding, 4 hours load shedding, so that's quite a lot of time when you
No,
have a
it is.
backload of work
It
for you to
is.
do. Yeah, those that has been
Some of the
some of the
challenge.
key challenges, among the challenges. Yeah, some small challenges In a business environment, they are always there. They
yes.
are always there, but you try to manage them. But those the about the economy, those has been very huge challenges to us.
Okay, and let's talk about then. I'm sure there are also very good times, right? As much as there are challenges, there are also some good. What has been some good that you can think of? I don't want us to just focus on the bad, the challenges. I'm sure there's been some wins here and there.
Yeah, there's been some positives happening around the business. Obviously, the positive thing is we always have the customers coming. Despite the price changes, the customers, they still come. Because when you effect a price change, it's not only you doing it, it's everyone, it's every player in the industry. Because we're in the same economy and everyone is able to understand. And then when you tell them we are unable to deliver in time because of load shedding, they are able to understand. So those are some of the positive things.
Positive things, eh?
And also, we've seen government giving out a lot of jobs to contractors, especially at construction of houses, etc. Those are bring us a lot of business as well for making doors. So we've seen almost three quarters of the houses that they are building for the security. We are doing the doors. So that has been a significant business to us. So,
fantastic.
Those are the positive things we can talk about.
Definitely. Okay. As we draw towards a close, then let's talk about you, right? As an entrepreneur, as a business person, you've been doing this for quite some time, running three different businesses and perhaps even more as well. But what keeps you going as an entrepreneur? What gives you the drive to not give up?
Well, that's very tricky. What gives you not to give up are the bills around you.
That's
you have
a good
kids,
one.
You have to pay them fees.
That's a good
one. But you see, business is about commitment. It's about commitment. Because when you are in a business, you are committed not only to your responsibilities that you have, but also to the community. You are someone that people rely that when I need this service, I'll get it from this person. And that alone gives you a drive that I have to go on. I have to push on. I have to move on. You know, even the respect that you get from the society itself, that already gives you a drive, a good drive that, no, I have to, you know, continue doing this as an entrepreneur. And also look at other opportunities, you know. So, and also within the business itself, you can, we also look at other opportunities that you can do within the business. If you are in timber, you look at, okay, how else can I pray with timber to come up with some products, and the, what are the likings of people, what are our friends doing, what do I, how can we do it best? So those are the opportunities that keeps you, gives you the drive to to carry on do the business.
Lovely. Family, how is family, how do you navigate family when you run such a hectic schedule? I'm sure you're busy most of the time of the day, but how do you balance with family?
My lovely wife, Togo, she's trained as a nurse. She's a professional nurse. But you see, we sat down as a family. We said, okay, you are a nurse, but there is also a business here that we have to learn as a family. What do we do? Can you give up? As a nurse and take up the task to learn the business. Said, oh yeah, sure, this is something that I can do. So now she's the one managing Imperial Modern Finishes. So she understands the challenges, everything that is going on around the businesses. She understands. She's also one learning Lady Valley Executive Lodge. I'm 100% involved with him, just Blythe Construction, but she's 100% in the Imperial and
lovely.
Lodge.
Lovely.
At the lodge, there is a lot of work, a lot of purchases, a lot of
I'm
things that I
sure.
can't manage to do.
Yeah,
But
I'm sure.
she does them so perfectly and keep the
Yes.
place so nice and beautiful.
Oh, nice, nice. Oh, lovely. When one visits
So
Malawi, we should come there.
when you visit Malawi, please, you should come there.
Yes, definitely. We
You
should
should
do
come there,
that.
you enjoy.
Yeah, lovely. Okay.
Enjoy.
Let's talk about it then. When you look back at the years of running the business, particularly Imperial, I mean, it's got some traction now. It has an identity of its own, and it's being well managed and all that. Is there anything you would do differently if maybe you were given the opportunity to go back to 2016?
Yes, quite a lot. There's a lot. If given an opportunity where you have more capital, I would invest in the heavy machinery. There are some
Okay.
machineries that you look at them, you say, if I had this machinery, but it's quite expensive. So you would invest in a proper huge machinery, and then you think of exporting some of the products. I was in South Africa buying the leaf which we make for buying the doors, and then one of the suppliers said, "Patrick, how many leaves are you buying?" I said, "I'm buying 1,200 leaves." He says, "Oh, okay, but there's your friend in Mozambique. They are also making doors. They buy 6,000 every week, 6,000 leaves every week." I said, "What? 6,000 leaves every week?" You see, they make the doors not only for their market, but also for Zambia and other neighboring countries around Mozambique. So I said, that is what we need to do. We need to have the capacity where we can be making products across the region, for across the region, not only in Malawi, but also in Tanzania, in Zambia, across the region, you can be exporting your product. So those are the things that I think, if you're given the opportunity, go back on the drawing table and given adequate resources, that's how I would plan the business to be like.
Lovely. 10 years from now, where do you see the business?
Well, 10 years from now, diversification of the business. You see, using timber in this part of Africa, it's becoming a challenge because of deforestation. So if there could be some products that you can make that can substitute the use of timber, those are the things that I would like to explore. Look at the innovations. What are some of the innovations that we can bring into the business that are sustainable, ways that are sustainable, like making of the ceiling. Right now in Malawi, we import the ceilings. Making of the ceilings, if we can diversify into that space as well, in 10 years to come, that would be fantastic. So innovation and diversification is what I'm looking at in the next 10 years.
Ah, lovely, lovely. Okay. There's a young person that wanna get into this type of business. What would be your message to them, as an encouragement?
Well, first of all, have the dream. And when you have the dream, develop the ways on how you can achieve your dream. And all what you need to do is to start. Because very few people will believe in your dream. But if you have a dream and you develop ways in which you can achieve the dream, then you have the way. Then you find a way to kickstart. When you kickstart, it might go on the way that you planned. It can go in other ways, but through it all, you're going to achieve the dream.
Yes.
So the good thing that I would encourage you is have a dream, make a way, and start. Just start doing something about it. I know the biggest challenge is the capital.
Yeah.
That is the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
But there are so many ways you can navigate around that.
Yes.
But first of all, have a dream, pitch a dream, and then within your region or within your country, find out the ways on how people can get into capital.
Lovely. Lastly,
and then you proceed from it.
Proceed from it. I love the starting part there. Very, very important. Have a dream. Put together a plan and start. Where there will be challenges, you can work around those challenges as well.
Yes,
they shouldn't stop you from continuing. Where can people get Imperial's products? Is there a website? Is there an email? Social media, maybe.
We have a Facebook page where you can get us.
Mm.
Imperial Modern Finishes Limited, and our email, you can email, I'm giving the email now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you can email info or sales, either info or sales at imperialmodernfinishes.com.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so it's info or sales at Imperial
sales
Modern Finishes.
Imperial Modern Finishes, one word.
.com. That's where they can find you. Okay, thank you so much, my elder. Really appreciate your time this evening. And we wish you nothing but the best. We'll check in a couple of years from now and see how the business is going.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much, the listeners, for sparing your time in this program.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks.
Thank you. That was our elder there, Patrick, talking to us this evening about his business all the way from Malawi. I told you what we do here on Business Sense is we bring you the best in Africa.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.